So to start it off, we'll talk about money, because that is important to everybody. So here is what you can by going to your primary care doctor. Nothing against specialists, but this is a focus on primary care because that's the world I live in. So if you go to your primary care doctor, you have a 19% chance lower death of premature death. Lower chance of premature death, okay? And 33% savings on your healthcare costs over the course of your lifetime. It's cheaper than the ER, no big surprise there. 3 to 7 times cheaper for the same exact reason. So strep throat in an office, strep throat in the ER, okay? Sprained ankle, anything like that. Obviously, we can't do everything the ER does, but for the things we can do in the primary care office. And if every single person in America went to their PCP on a scheduled basis as a country, we would save $67 billion a year, because a lot of things would happen in the office versus happening in the ER or not happening at all. So those are some big numbers, and that's the latest data that I could find. So the other question is, how do you know what you need, right, if you're going to go to your doctor? So ask Dr. Google. That's always a good one. I get that in the office quite a bit. You know, I looked up on Google XYZ, not always the most reliable. And you could ask your doctor. That's what we're here for. Hopefully your doctor's staying up to date, because currently on the National Clearinghouse, there are almost 1,400 clinical guidelines. These are things that we're supposed to follow for XYZ diagnoses. That's a lot of information to keep track of. In the American Academy of Family Physicians, where I live, we have over 1,000 just related to family medicine, okay? So what we do with this is we take all the data, okay, and we look at what is the best way to treat pneumonia, what is the best way to treat diabetes, what is the best way to treat heart failure, and we break it down into these guidelines, okay? So when you go to your doctor, 5 years ago, they may have been doing it one way. As we get new data, we change. So it's not like I went to my doctor 10 years ago and I was good. Okay, that's great. That doesn't mean that will be always the case, okay? So getting into a primary care doctor will keep you up to date with what is the latest guidelines, because they are always changing. So I threw this in. It's a very busy slide. Basically what it comes down to is, how do you know is something worth it, right? Your doctor says you should take this medication, you should do this, we should order this test, right? And you're like, why? Right? Well, we use some statistics, so it's not we're just making it up what feels good to us, okay? So the number needed to treat, and I find this interesting because people think if I do this, I'm going to get automatic benefit. That's not always true. You hear about good things happening to people that are very compliant, right? And people that are not compliant dodge the bullet, right? So there's some science behind that, okay? But how do you know if something's good? So for instance, if you take your Lipitor every single day from the day you're prescribed, how many people do we need to actually put on Lipitor to get a benefit, right? Well, these numbers, that's called the number needed to treat, right? Not every single person gets a benefit from every single medication. That doesn't, I'm not saying that doesn't mean don't take a medication. I'm saying the opposite. The more people we put on the right medication, the more people are going to benefit. Some people say, well, if it's only one in 104, I'm not going to take that. Well, yeah, but we have millions of people in the country that need to be on a statin medication, for instance. So the more people we put on it, the more people are not going to have that first heart attack, that first stroke, and those are devastating. So I threw these up there just to put it in perspective. So Lipitor, which is a very great medication, and the whole family medication or family medications that it's in, 104 patients, right? Hypertension treatment, taking your blood pressure medication, 67 patients to treat to get one benefit, okay? Taking your aspirin every single day, a lot of people need to take aspirin. Luckily, a lot of people do take aspirin, so we get a lot of benefit. And then antibiotics for bronchitis, zero, because they don't work, because most bronchitis is viral, okay? So I threw that in there. So there are websites where we can go. I go there all the time because people ask me, how much is this going to help me? And I'll give them the facts, right? So these are hard data points that we have numbers for. Now, not everything that we do has a data point list, because it takes some pretty high quality research and data to get these numbers, okay? But a lot of our treatments, I think the latest one had over 1,000 of these data points on it. How do we take good care of everyone? obviously this whole thing, you know, we have a community of Holland, but we have Michigan, we have the whole country, right? How do we take good care of everyone? Because primary care, we're hoping every single person is in a primary care office. I really hope every person is not in the cardiology office and our specialist office, because that means something is maybe has gotten to the point where it's already too late to treat or already happened. So 53% of our offices in America happen in a PCP office. That's not bad, right? 4 to 7% of healthcare dollars go to the primary care realm. I put that up there because we get a lot of value out of primary care. A lot of visits, not a ton of money when you look at the whole system, okay? And the countries that spend the most on primary care have the best outcomes. Now that is not a big surprise. The first slide, $67 billion saved. Now that's dollars. This is actually looking at quality of life, okay? So again, accessing your primary care physician's office on a regular basis, okay, is good for you and it's good for us as a country. You probably heard America has a relatively unhealthy workforce. A lot of it comes down to people just not accessing the healthcare that we have in the country. So to another point, right? So how do we make the care convenient? We have a great system in West Michigan, okay? So over 500 physicians, not all primary care, but 500 physicians total, right? And we have lots of very convenient locations. You can see that semicircle of our area. It's a pretty expansive, Grand Haven all the way down. So you name it, we have urgent cares, we have ERs, we have primary care, we have specialist care. If you need it, we got it. Okay, but you gotta access it, okay? And that's pretty easy to do. So, and the other thing is, from a country, right, people talk about all these politics and everything like that, I boil it down, there are three ways to take care of everybody in a country. We're not doing everyone well in America, okay? But as you hear these terms, I put it up here not to dwell on the facts, right? These countries have decided we're gonna do something coherently and we're gonna do the whole country in one way, which is what we should do at some point. We'll get there, right? So the UK would be like a single payer system. You can see it's pretty affordable. It's $4,000 per person, right? And they set the bar at nobody spends more than $586 out of pocket a year. Total, that's out of your pocket, right? And they have pretty good healthcare outcomes, okay? Then you go to Netherlands, right? We're in Holland, right? So I think that'd be a good one to put up there, right? So they have this regulated private healthcare coverage. I guess you could explain it as like all the insurance companies, but they answer to the federal government. So they're all kind of towing the same line, okay? It's a little more expensive, right? But they get really good healthcare in the Netherlands and have good access. Everybody's covered. So all these countries, everybody's covered, which unlike America, we have like 25 million people without any healthcare insurance. They get healthcare, right, through the ER or other places. And then you can go to France, and that's kind of this mixed public-private, like Medicaid and Priority Health and Blue Cross all kind of teaming up, and it's a little more messy. Not a bad price point, okay? And they only have $305 out of pocket. So I throw these up there, only as you hear all the politics, it all boils down to we should do one of these three. Okay, we're not doing any one of them three, we're doing all these three, plus we have some other options out there in America. But again, my point of this is accessing primary care is very important. These countries have figured out, we'll get there eventually in America, but in this area, you have great access. So I encourage you to access us, okay, so that we can take good care of you. Okay, and the further speakers, they'll go into more detailed things. I kind of gave the overview, okay? So you're lucky in this area to have good access, okay? Use us, we'll take good care of you, okay? You'll save money. Most importantly, you'll live a lot healthier and longer lives and much more productive, okay? And your families will be appreciative of that. So that was all that I had.